right. Yeah, that is Charlie Parker to start out tonight's show with Now's the Time. And that was recorded back in 1953, featuring Al Haig on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and the great Max Roach on drums. And we're going to do a Charlie Bird Parker special tonight. Charlie Bird Parker's birthday would have been yesterday, August 29th, and he would have been 88 years old, being born in 1920. And so we're going to feature the music of Charlie Parker, some of it as recorded by the master, Bird himself, and also some recorded by other modern jazz artists doing his material, and other artists that have been very much influenced by Charlie Bird Parker's playing. So we're going to continue on right now with another one from Charlie Parker. This one's called Donnelly.
Marvelous to be persuaded by you. It's so marvelous to hear from you. You don't have to influence me by argument. We all hear is true. The way you play that Yardbird suite, within the series that you put together, the notes that dance out of your horn. Every time you blow, it seems that new music is born. Charlie Bird Parker, you are the man. When we hear you blow that Yardbird suite, does it really matter what they said about the way you dressed? It was okay with me. Even though you may have stepped in your suit and got up and played, just as long as your notes were cool, Charlie Bird Parker, you are the man. Your music
music will live forever as long as people have ears. So have no fear, when they hear your music, they can feel you are still near. Charlie Bird Parker, you are the man. The way you blow that Yardbird sweet. What they said about the way you dressed, it was okay with me. Even though you may have slept in your suit and got up and played, just as long as your notes were cool. Charlie Bird Parker, you are the man. Your music will live forever as long as people have ears. So have no fear, when they hear your music, they can feel you are still near. Charlie Bird Parker, you are the man. The way you play, the way you play, the way you play that Yardbird sweet.
Yeah, all right. Dwight West, a great vocalist, a new CD that came to the studio a couple weeks ago, and I really dig it. Not only does it do some does he do some great Charlie Parker standards, he does some John Coltrane and Miles Davis and lots of other great standards. We'll be playing a lot of that album from weeks to come. Name of that album is Tribute to the Masters, and of course, Yardbird, Charlie Bird Parker was really one of the masters of them all. In bebop music, really changing jazz music from type of music, really kind of commercialized music, you might say, of its day, and swing music, dance music, 30s and early 40s. And then Charlie Bird came along and really stretched it out and really taught the world what bebop is all about, great improvisations and such. So great contribution did Charlie Bird Parker make to jazz music. And as I said, we heard from Dwight West, Yardbird Suite as the last track. And before that, we heard from the Bird himself with Donna Lee from the Savoy Recordings. Featured, that featured Miles Davis on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto sax, Bud Powell on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums. A great lineup indeed. And that was recorded way back May 8th, 1947. Charlie Bird, the Savoy Recording, Master Takes. That was the name of that album. We're going to continue on now with a tribute album, a tribute to the Bird. And this is by a great, great Hammond B3 organist. Her name is Barbara Dennerland, and we're going to hear a couple from her, a couple Charlie Bird Parker originals. Thank you. Dennerlin, great hearing Charlie Bird's stuff being done on the Hammond B3 organ, and Barbara Dennerlin does a fine job. A great Hammond organ player, really a remarkable player. You should check her out. Any of her CDs are good, and she does such a wide range of materials, from straight-ahead bebop like you just heard, to some really great fusion and funk and everything else. Also has some great clips on YouTube, so you should check that out also. Actually, a great way to check it out is go over to my website. Go to www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you'll see podcasts, how you can subscribe to the podcast, information about tonight's show, playlists, and so forth. Check that out. But over on the right-hand side is a link to my YouTube channel, as well as other pages, web pages and links and so forth that you might be interested in. So check that out. Also links to my MySpace and Facebook pages. And so why don't you head on over to those pages as well. And add me as a friend if you'd like. I'd love to have more ads to friends lists. So if you do that, if by the way, if you do that, please leave a message, leave a note along with the ad. that says you heard me from the radio show or the podcast, because I'd like to know. I don't just approve friends randomly. I need to know where they're coming from. So if you do that, I'll definitely add you to my friends. So check that out on my webpage, www.jazzandbeyond.com. All right, we're going to continue on now with our Charlie Bird special. And we're going to continue on actually with Greg Abate. These are not really covers, but we saw Greg Abate do a Charlie Bird Parker tribute live in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Chan's Egg Rolls and Jazz over in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. And it was a great show. He did a tribute to Charlie Parker. He played all Charlie Bird Parker music. And really, really, this is a cat that definitely always pays homage to Charlie Parker in his shows. So it was great to see Greg. We're going to play a couple from his album, Bop Lives. This first one is called This I Dig of You.
Thank you.
Greg Abate Quintet. The album is Bop Lives, and we heard two from that. The last one you heard was a title track from that, Bop Lives. And we started out that set with a Hank Mobley composition called This I Dig of You. And that features Greg Abate on alto sax, Claude Roditi on trumpet, Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, Ben Riley on drums. That's a really good lineup there. Greg Abate, one of the finest alto sax players alive today, traveling worldwide, makes his home in Rhode Island area. So hasn't really been big on the New York scene, but those in the know how good Greg Abate is. And as I said, we saw him last night in Woonsocket, Rhode Island at Chan's, and he did a tribute to Charlie Parker, which kind of inspired me to do the same today on tonight's show. We're going to continue on now with another great alto player, perhaps picking up the baton from the great Bird Parker and really carrying the music on forward. Actually, the next two you hear from are going to be from Cannonball Adderley next, and we're going to follow that with Jackie McLean, both alto sax players, both really carrying on the tradition of Charlie Bird Parker. So let's listen to Cannonball now. Thank you. Jackie McLean. We love Jackie McLean here in the Hartford, Connecticut area. Great mentor to many, many great local jazz artists, as I've said many times through the course of this show, making his home in Hartford and starting out the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz, which was formerly called the Hart School of Music, the jazz program there. Let's see, we heard Confirmation was the name of that track from the album 4, 5, and 6. And let's see, that was recorded way back in, I believe it was 56, something like that. And that features a great lineup of Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley playing the tenor sax, Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor playing the drums. Name of the album, 4, 5, and 6. And before that, we heard from Cannonball Adderley from the album Plus. We heard the track called Arriving Soon featuring Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on clarinet, Wynton Kelly on piano on that one, Sam Jones on bass, and the great Louis Hayes on drums. Recorded May 11th, 1961. Two kind of really old tracks, but amazing how they can remaster those tracks and make them sound like new these days. All right, time now is 7:58. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I hope you guys are enjoying tonight's show. It is a Charlie Parker special, and we are featuring Charlie Parker because yesterday would have been his birthday, his 88th birthday, born in 1920. And you could say the inventor, the founder of bebop music, of which most great jazz is built upon today. We're going to do one from Keith Jarrett, kind of a different rendition, a different cover of a Charlie Parker original. This one is called Scrapple from the Apple. The album is Up for It, so let's hear that now. Thank you. Time is 8:06. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. We'll be right back. That is Joe Farrell from the album Moon Germs. We heard the track Times Lie. And that goes back to the 1970s or so.